It's getting ugly already. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Senator John McCain, who favors the latest immigration compromise, got so angry when fellow Republican John Cornyn said the bill was too weak that he was overheard using a crude term referencing chickens, which probably would have gotten him fired from his talk show if he had one. Why is it so ugly? Because there's a divide here that crosses party lines, and it's this. The voters who put politicians in office generally hate amnesty, while the business interests who finance the campaigns generally hate losing their workforce. And it's not about low wages anymore. The problem is that even a web-surfing, laser-guided society like ours needs manual labor. And very few legal Americans who go to magnet schools and take high-stakes exams are hearing their parents tell them, "Someday, my child, you will pick strawberries faster than your grandfather." Or, "Someday, you'll be the best roofer in three counties." Or, "Someday, you'll be the fastest, most reliable finisher of interior trim this nation has ever seen." Americans want to sweat on weekends, not weekdays. So yes, rest assured, amnesty's not going to happen because Democrat Nancy Pelosi doesn't want it.
No one is for amnesty, and there's nothing in this bill.
And Republican Mitch McConnell sure doesn't want it.
Everybody's against amnesty. There are a lot of different versions.
Which is why the final bill will prohibit amnesty by including pages and pages of non-amnesty to make sure that non-amnestified workers will feel ashamed for even thinking about amnesty as they continue working just as they have all these years. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.